And finally, today, we want to take a moment to remember a legend in Indian classical music. Ravi Shankar died this week at the age of 92. He played the sitar, a long six-stringed wood instrument. He used it to communicate Indian music and culture to an American audience, and in fact, audiences around the world. Shankar is known both for his own musicianship and his collaborations with Western greats like the Beatles and John Coltrane. Here's a collaboration with American violinist Yehudi Menuhin. The album is called West Meets East. Shankar picked up the sitar when he was 18 and played for more than seven decades. His last concert was just a few months ago at a California event celebrating his life and career. In the audience was India's ambassador to the United States, Nirupama Rao.
It was the most moving experience just being there at that concert, and quite poignant in many ways because, you know, he was 92, as you know, and we all sensed that he was in failing health. And then once he started playing, I mean, it was electrifying. He hadn't lost his touch at all, and you could just sense his genius and his creativity that was flowing despite the fact that he was in such delicate health.
Ravi Shankar was also a cultural ambassador. He played on the opening day of Woodstock in 1969, at a time when most Americans didn't know anything about India. He didn't take this role lightly. Here's Shankar in a 1971 documentary, Raga, talking about the challenge of whether he could actually fully share his culture.
To be received like this in a foreign land, my God, it is overwhelming. But I wonder how much they can understand. There's so much in our music that goes back thousands of years. So many things that are within me whenever I play, whatever I do.
Thankfully, through his music, Shankar did synthesize all that was in him. Once again, Ambassador Nirupama Rao.
He was able to really translate in many ways, in the true sense of the word, the soul of Indian art and tradition, something that has lived through centuries in an unbroken fashion. And I think that is really the most precious legacy that he leaves behind.
Ravi Shankar died this week at the age of 92. And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bridget Armstrong, Freddie Boswell, Bridget Deshegas, Andrew Limbaugh, Sanaz Meshkinpour, Amitha Parasher, Emily Oxenschlager, and Amy Ta. Our intern is Azmi Abusam. Our editor is Ahmad Omar. Our special thanks to NPR's librarians. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. Our senior producer is Devar Ardalan. The technical director is Neil Tivolt with audio engineer Sean Phillips. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. Our senior editors are Anne Hawk and Alicia Montgomery. Our acting executive producer is Carlene Watson. And remember to tell us more, please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The handle is at TellMeMoreNPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.